This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Tens of thousands of American troops will be coming home, but not from Iraq. They will be returning from Europe and Asia. Earlier this hour, President Bush announced the long-planned redeployment at the National Convention in Cincinnati of the Veterans of Foreign Wars.
Over the coming decade, we'll deploy a more agile and more flexible force, which means that more of our troops will be stationed and deployed from here at home. We will move some of our troops and capabilities to new locations so they can surge quickly to deal with unexpected threats.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne is with the president. Don, why is the president announcing this decision now?
Well, officially, the White House says this is a reaction to a changing world and it's overdue. The overall review of the global posture of the U.S. military, where troops are stationed around the world, has been under review by Donald Rumsfeld and others at the Pentagon since Mr. Bush's first year in office. And they have made announcements along the way about different kinds of weapon systems they would like and different kinds of deployment. But this is part of that, and this does represent the largest troop redeployment that we've ever seen announced, certainly since the end of the Cold War. And they simply say it's a reaction to that. But it's also significant that it comes at a time when the president is positioning himself for re-election, and this is the kind of issue they like to be talking about months before an election.
What about troops in Iraq? Will this affect them?
It does not, and there is a great deal of talk about how the U.S. military is overextended, mostly because of Iraq, but also because of Afghanistan. And by pulling in, say, 70,000 troops from locations around Europe and Asia and elsewhere to the U.S., it will not at all affect those troops in Iraq. They're talking something that's going to play out over 10 years. So this does not have any near-term impact for soldiers who are deployed now.
You know, with all the talk about the military records of the two candidates, it's hard to think of a speech to the VFW as anything but political.
Exactly. And the timing is very interesting. It does come 2 weeks before the Republican convention in New York. And the president will certainly be talking a lot about Iraq there and the war on terror. But an announcement like this allows him to also put all of that in a broader context and to speak of the broader plans that he has for the U.S. military and keeping the U.S. ready for future and new threats.
Thanks very much. With the president in Cincinnati, NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.